Time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner ahead of the Bruins at McAllister this evening. Bartlesville trying to beat the Buffaloes for the second straight season. Coach McKee, I know we've had a chance to talk over the past week or so, but obviously a long process since the end of the year last year. You've got spring ball and summer workouts and 7-on-7 and fall camp and scrimmages and regular season practice, and now it's finally all culminating tonight in your first regular season game, 0-week against McAllister.
Absolutely. You know, we're excited to get back at it, get back into the grind. You know, the grind is good sometimes, but it's also good to play those Friday night games. There's nothing like Friday night in Oklahoma.
And I know that you and I have had a chance to talk over the past couple days a little bit about your scrimmage on Friday. Played Collinsville, some good and some bad things, obviously kind of a mixed bag. I don't know that that's too unexpected, especially with the 0-week. You know, it crams everything really fast toward the beginning of the year. So with some younger guys at key positions, it's going to be a little bit more raw in a scrimmage than you might see if, you know, you have a couple more weeks to prepare.
Sure. And, you know, you go into those scrimmage situations and, you know, we don't game plan for those. We just kind of try to be, you know, vanilla and be very basic. Try not to put too much on the kids, you know, going out there first. But, you know, I thought we did, as you mentioned, we did a lot of good things. I thought we played really, really good defense. You know, we had the one bust, one busted coverage, and they ran a tunnel screen for 60 yards and scored. But, you know, outside of that, I thought we played really, really well. Shut them down at times. And, you know, offensively, it's, you know, we just can't turn the ball over. Yeah, we get in that half game situation and turned the ball over 4 or 5 times, whatever it was. But, you know, a lot of that is young guys, as you mentioned, playing that quarterback spot that's trying to make a name for himself and maybe pressing a little bit too hard. You know, but we you know, coached them up this week and just trying to get in their head, hey, calm down, relax, let the game to you. Don't try to be something you're not, and just go out and be you.
Noah Sunday going to be your starter tonight. We can come back to him in a moment. You know, I spent a lot of time this week and last reading a lot of the Tulsa World 6A2 preview and the Vibe Magazine 6A2 preview and so on and so forth. And, you know, Bartlesville kind of in the middle of the pack in a lot of those previews. And it really just struck me as I looked at your roster and my charts from last year, how many guys you have coming back that played a lot of really good, solid varsity football a season ago. A ton of seniors on this team, especially on the defensive side. And I know quarterback's a little bit raw, but you've got a really nice core returning from a squad that was pretty good a year ago.
No doubt. And if you're ever going to have a, you know, break in a new quarterback, this is one of those teams to do it on, because we do have so many seniors. I think we had 24 seniors. A ton of those guys have playing experience. You mentioned, you know, we bring a lot of guys back on defense. You know, we have 5 linemen that we start up front right now that have some playing experience, with the exception of our youngster, our center, Devin. But, you know, those guys have played a ton of minutes, and that's huge for us. We got quality 1-2 punch at running back, quality receivers that you know, have been around and been in the system, so they kind of know the drill. So, again, go back to the quarterback. Don't play outside the box. Don't try to be something that you're not. Just play within the system, and we'll be fine.
Talking about Noah Sunday a little bit, named starter earlier this week, guy that can obviously run the football a little bit, still pretty raw. He's a junior, was the JV quarterback last year, got a chance to watch him a little bit in JV action for the Bruins a season ago. What does Noah Sunday bring to the table as he starts his first varsity game tonight?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, he has a certain moxie about him. He's a gamer. You and I have talked about that a little bit, like Colton Penrod does, you know, maybe not to that extent, but he's a young kid, and I just like his attitude. I like what he brings. He's really good at, you know, he's quick on his feet. He's going to do bold well, you know, outside the pocket and, you know, in a quarterback run game also.
And I know going into McAllister, tough task. We talked about this a little bit on your coach's show earlier this week, and you touched on something I hadn't thought a whole lot about, but that's a really solid program. A lot of historic success. They've run a ton of games the last decade or so. And then that probably plays a little bit more into their favor tonight than it would if it's in Custer Stadium. You got to go in there and fight some of that tradition. I'm sure they'll have good fan support. And I'm sure a little of that is a little bit more daunting being on the road tonight than it was a year ago when you beat McAllister in Bartlesville.
Sure, absolutely. You know, a traditional perennial power in 5A, the McAllister Buffaloes, and it's a formidable task to go into that stadium, into that environment, and play well because of their tradition and you know, because those kids are not used to losing. They don't know what that's like. So they're gonna come out and give us their best shot and play well, and especially early on. Early on is going to be key for us tonight. We have got to come out and match their intensity and go stride for stride with them and you know, try to win, play good defense, run the ball, and try to win this thing in the fourth quarter.
Bartlesville head football coach Don McKee ahead of McAllister and the Bruins 0 week action as Bartlesville opens up 2017 on K1. Coach McKee, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.